This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Strong storms hammer parts of Kansas. We have the story.
Former President Biden diagnosed with prostate cancer. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man is dead after he crashed his motorcycle Saturday afternoon. That story is coming up.
A night of tornadoes and large hail across parts of western and central Kansas. The National Weather Service reports confirmed tornado sightings near Neola in Stafford County, northwest of Haviland in Kiowa County, near Greensburg, also in Kiowa County. Two tornadoes confirmed side by side near Garfield in Pawnee County and near Kinsley in Edwards County, as well as tornadoes in Reno County. At Grinnell in Gove County, photos showed extensive structural damage, including destruction of at least a few homes and buildings and the roof blown off the town's Catholic church. Scott County Emergency Management tells KSN 15 rail cars were knocked over and an abandoned home was damaged. There were reports of power lines down. All of Comanche County was without power for a time due to the damaged lines. Golf ball-sized hail reported locally here near the Sedgwick County Zoo, Eisenhower Airport, and downtown. So far, no reports of serious injuries.
Former President Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and his office says some cancer cells have moved into bone. Well wishes are coming in from across the political spectrum.
President Trump posted in part on his Truth Social site, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Former Vice President Kamala Harris said on X, "I know he will face this challenge with the same strength, resilience, and optimism that have always defined his life and leadership." California Governor Newsom posted, "A man of dignity, strength, and compassion like his deserves to live a long and beautiful life." And Meghan McCain, whose father, Senator John McCain, died of the disease, wrote, "Cancer is the absolute worst. It is hell." Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man died after a motorcycle crash in West Wichita Saturday afternoon.
It happened around 3 p.m. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 64-year-old Jeffrey Radcliffe of Wichita was traveling northbound on I-235 just north of Kellogg. The KHP says Radcliffe missed the curb, crossed through the center median, and entered southbound I-235 on the east shoulder. He overcorrected and fell off his motorcycle. Radcliffe was transported to a local hospital where he later died. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita City Council will discuss an amended parking plan, which would bring paid parking to parts of the downtown area.
The city says the plan is forecast to generate approximately $2.2 million starting in July and ending next June. The council will also discuss a possible ordinance amendment concerning the shooting and selling of fireworks in the city. They will hear a proposal to purchase 3 new drones and equipment and will also discuss funding for water treatment plant improvements. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Seven inmates are still on the run after 10 broke out of a New Orleans jail Friday. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert P. Hodges says investigators are bringing in leads through Crime Stoppers, the FBI, and ATF.
We're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all seven of those fugitives. And we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended, but we need the public's help.
The men left a note behind before escaping. It read, "Too easy, LOL." Three of them were recaptured Friday. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes after 8 o'clock.
We'll take a look at action in baseball yesterday for the Wind Surge and the Royals, and we'll have that coming up in sports.
Nationwide gas prices down a couple of pennies. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, 68 degrees. The House Budget Committee has voted to advance the Big Beautiful Bill to the House floor. Chairman Joey Arrington makes the announcement after receiving the results.
Mr. Chair, on the vote, there were 17 ayes, 16 noes, and 4 present. The ayes have it. The motion's agreed to. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is ordered, reported favorably to the House of Representatives with a favorable recommendation. I note for the record that a quorum is present.
Republicans are aiming to be able to deliver this bill to President Donald Trump's desk by the 4th of July by using the budget reconciliation process.
Officials are investigating what caused a Mexican Navy tall ship to veer off course and strike the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday, killing two sailors and injuring more than a dozen others on board. Videos shared online captured the training vessel sailing toward the iconic bridge, which connects the New York City boroughs of Brooklyn and Manhattan. The ship's 147-foot masts, which were shining bright with decorative lights, couldn't clear the arched bridge and were sheared off upon impact.
Gasoline prices dropped by 2 cents over the last 3 weeks nationwide for a new average price of $3.22 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says there are a few factors impacting gas prices.
Crude oil prices being far lower did bring us these drops, but the U.S. gasoline market is another story. Supplies are tight.
Lundberg says gas prices could increase 5 to 10 cents by the end of the month due to supply concerns and operational problems at some refineries.
Dozens of students in Utah are at risk of having their AP calculus exam invalidated, all because of a balloon.
Students were about 2.5 hours into the 3-hour test this past week when a fire alarm went off at Davis High School in Kaysville. By state law, everyone had to evacuate. The cause of the fire alarm was later determined to be a balloon that had interfered with the connection of a fire and smoke detector. Fire crews were able to clear the building and let students return in about 20 minutes. But by then, the damage was done. Students now have a choice, either retake the test or have it scored as is when they were ordered to leave the building. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on your Monday morning commute. Little slow moving going with the heavy traffic on the northeast side at 29th and Rock, as you would expect this time of the day, especially on the Rock Road corridor, but not too bad there. That is a traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Ted Woodward.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Dry start to our Monday, but another severe risk developing later this afternoon and evening. Expecting more storms to fire up. All forms of severe weather going to be a possibility. Damaging wind gusts, large hail, as well as a few tornadoes, all on the table as possibilities. So stay weather aware. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 13 miles per hour, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. High temperature in Wichita yesterday, 75 degrees. Normal high, 78. And the official rainfall at this Eisenhower Airport, 0.07, 700ths of an inch. So it was very, very spotty. If you got any rain at all, you had it for a little bit and then it was gone. We saw, Shelly and I saw some dime-sized hail as we were driving across town yesterday. And that just lasted a few minutes, so everything was kind of spotty as it came through the Wichita area. Grinnell and Gove County, hard hit. Looks like they lose several houses up there. It's amazing that we don't have any fatalities with this thing. Friday, they had, 5 in St. Louis. St. Louis got hit by a tornado. Birthdays today. I'd like to say happy birthday to a young lady who's kind of new to our family. She is a friend of my grandson, Luke Thummel, and her name is Gabby. Gabby Edgerton is having a birthday today, and Gabby was with us all weekend as we were going to commencement ceremonies and parties. Gabby, happy birthday to you, and hope you have many, many more happy birthdays. Steve and Ted here in the morning on KNSS, and it was, as I was at the weekend, Ted, a couple of commencement or graduation parties, ran into a couple of people who are very good Steve and Ted listeners, and
Excellent. Thank
them for saying that and so forth. But I also ran into a good friend of ours named Dennis Higgins out at Hartman Arena yesterday after the Bishop Carroll ceremonies. He has a young friend. It's a friend. It might even be a nephew. I'm not sure. But a young man who's been going to school with my granddaughters for clear through grade school and high school, and he was there for the graduation. Dennis was. Of course, Dennis is the voice of Butler Community College football and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, though, he's doing baseball for Tulsa.
Yeah, he's the double-A announcer for Tulsa. Tulsa for a long time.
Yeah. Still Drillers?
Yep.
All right. And, yeah, he's he's got a great job there. So he's going to be up here in a week or so and doing a game with the Wind Surge. So I said, all right, well, give us a ticket. Ted and I will come out and help you with your show there and on the air. And he said, no, that won't be happening. So I thought, well, I don't know what you've done to annoy him. But anyway, no, Dennis is a great guy, great listener, and a fellow professional. I love him. Okay.
Sure do. Good guy.
One other thing I did have happen, I want to share this at Kansas State. I was up there for another graduation ceremony, and I was in the hall out there waiting for something or other. I saw the Kansas State Sports Hall of Fame plaques up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And did you get my email, by the way?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
So tell me.
You better look at it. I found Mitch Holthus's plaque there.
Hey!
And I shot a fixed picture of it, and I emailed it to you. Maybe you haven't found
another
it
one yet of our broadcasting friends.
Yeah, another broadcaster and he was the voice of sports at K State for how many years? 10, 11?
I was going to say 15 or 20.
That long? Yeah. So I found that, and I thought that was interesting. So we had an interesting weekend all over the state, and that's about all I've got for you right now. We were supposed to talk with Ryan Schmelz was supposed to be with us from Fox this morning. Talking about that budget bill.
I saw the phone flash for like 1 second, but then it went away.
Well, apparently he's running into some problems. You know, when we book somebody like that, sometimes the person they have on, the station that has on before us, overdoes it and keeps them too long.
Yeah,
and that's apparently what's happening today. All right.
I do have some shopping center news.
Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Today marks the 70th anniversary of Park Lane Shopping Center.
Park Lane.
At Lincoln and Oliver.
Yes.
Park Lane opened its doors 70 years ago.
First one I can remember. That and Boulevard Plaza, of course. But, Park Lane. It was a big deal.
Big deal. Of course, Henry's had a store in there for many. Bi-level.
Bi-level.
Henry's had a store in there. Radio Shack had a presence there for decades and decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Right near Southeast High School, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So 70 years for Park Lane and 60 years for Twin Lakes. The first two stores of Twin Lakes opened 60 years ago today, Sears and Hinkle's.
Sears and Hinkle's. I don't remember the Hinkle's store. They had a Henry store at Twin Lakes as well. And the Sears store, Shelley and I hadn't been married very long, and she had a job over there at Sears. So she worked there for a while. And, and she also worked at McDonald's. There's a McDonald's store in that place as well. All right. Well, Ryan has we found Ryan, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, talking about that big budget bill that's trying to make its way through Congress. Ryan, what's the latest? I know it's a new development last night or late last night, right?
Yeah, they got it out of the budget committee. They had four Republicans vote present, so they're going to need those Republicans to switch from present to yes when they get the final bill on the floor. But, you know, right now you got Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing urging every Republican to join together to pass this bill. But we'll see if they're able to get that.
All right. Now, the next step is it going to be considered on the floor now, you think?
At some point, yeah. They're going to go before what's called the Rules Committee on Wednesday, and that's when they can make changes to it, such as the state and local tax deduction. They can make some changes when it comes to when the entitlement program reforms are going to take effect, and also the IRA tax credits is what they're going to talk about as well. So that committee meeting on Wednesday will be big.
Is there any pressing deadline on this? They have to have it done by a certain time.
Not really. They can do it whenever, but Speaker Johnson has set a personal deadline for this of Memorial Day. So they've got to get that done this week if they want to meet that deadline. So we'll see. We'll see.
Any big surprises in there? Am I going to get a big tax cut of $10 or anything like that?
Well, there are some reductions in when it comes to taxes on tips, tax on overtime, plus the extension of the Trump tax cuts from 2017. So yeah, there should be some significant tax deductions in here for sure.
All right. Hey, Ryan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, Washington, D.C., the big budget bill. It's coming upon 8:18, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's take a look at minor league baseball. The first place Wichita Wind Surge wrapping up a week at home, and they did it in style yesterday. I was at the ballpark yesterday afternoon on a cool, windy day. 2,800 fans on hand as Wichita pounded Arkansas 15-7 at Equity Bank Park to close out a week at home with back-to-back wins. The guy batting in the number 9 hole in the lineup, second baseman Jorel Ortega, 2 home runs on the day, 3 for 5 at the plate, drove in 4 of the 15 runs for Wichita yesterday. It's a nice way to exit town, heading for a week on the road now. The Surge are the best team at home in the Texas League this year. They've won 12 of their 18 home games, and they're in first place in the division now. The Wichita Wind Surge capping off back-to-back wins on the weekend. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals hosting the second-place St. Louis Cardinals at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Ooh, not a lot of offense. This game was tied at 1 after the 7th-inning stretch. Then the next 2 pitches, oh boy, you heard it right here. I'm sorry, you heard it on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Drew Waters is going to pinch hit for Dairon Blanco. Line fair up the right field line and down into the corner. And how far will he go? It gets away from Nootbaar. And Waters will make the turn, and he will end up at third base with nobody out. It is not the easiest corners in Major League Baseball, and Nootbaar did not play it well. The ball went off of his glove and rolled behind him, and that made it an easy triple. And now the infield is in halfway for Michael Garcia. Here's the pitch. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit right field. Here comes Waters down from third, and the Royals lead 2-1 in the bottom of the 7th.
And that would finish it up because the pitching did it all the rest of the way. The bullpen was scoreless work. The Royals beat the Cardinals 2-1 to snap KC's 4-game losing streak. As a Lucas Ersig got 5 outs out of the bullpen for scoreless work. He's got a 0.4 earned run average now on the season. The Royals now head out west for a 3-game set in San Francisco against the Giants in interleague play. The Royals and the Giants, listen live at 8:30 tonight, and that is on KFH. Pro Golf, the PGA Championship, one of the major tournaments of the year, wrapping up in Charlotte yesterday at Quail Ridge.
Last year's PGA Championship is mostly remembered for Scottie Scheffler, the top-ranked golfer in the world, getting arrested after misunderstanding traffic directions from a police officer on his way to the course. Charges were eventually dropped, and this weekend, Scheffler issued his own verdict, beating the field by 5 strokes to win the tournament for the first time.
I definitely have a few jokes that I want to say that I'm probably going to keep to myself. Last year, sometimes it still doesn't feel real, but I can tell you it's very sweet sitting here with the trophy this year.
Scheffler, courtesy of the PGA. Now, this gives him 3 majors and 15 tour wins at the age of 28. Since World War II, only 2 other golfers have done that before turning 29, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
About that. And, of course, Scottie Scheffler, just 6 years ago, he was competing here in Wichita at the Wichita Open. Now he's the number 1 golfer in the world. And he's won 3 majors. JUCO softball, the JUCO World Series, begins today in Yuma, Arizona. And Butler Community College is in the field. Number 9, Butler versus number 8, Paris, Texas. That'll be at 5:30 p.m. Butler softball 44-7 heading into the JUCO World Series for action today. The NCAA baseball regional play. 15th-ranked Pittsburgh State wins on the road at Minnesota State 10-8 in the championship game of the regional. The Pittsburgh State baseball team, the Gorillas, advance into the Super Regionals now with a record of 42-10 on the season. And happy birthday today to a former Wichita Wings soccer star, Dale Irvine, is 61 today. Played for the Wings in the 80s and 90s, first-team All-American in college at UCLA, led the Bruins to the national championship. In 7 seasons with the Wings, he scored more than 300 goals. Happy birthday to the great Wings soccer star, Dale Irvine. It's his birthday. He is 64 today. I'm sorry, he is 61 today. Don't want to get too far along there. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Reagan's economic policies will work today. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning. St. Louis was slammed by a storm system that hit the region Friday. At least 5 people were killed. Over 5,000 buildings suffered some damage. And Mayor Kara Spencer estimates over $1 billion in property damage.
This is going to be a long recovery because the destruction is truly phenomenal.
More severe weather expected over the next week for that city. In Kentucky, at least 19 people died in Friday's storms.
Firefighters quickly dousing a blaze in a house Saturday afternoon in the 800 block of West Hazel Street in South Wichita. A neighbor spotted smoke, tried to put it out with a garden hose before the firefighters got there. Flames were coming from the crawl space and a corner bedroom. Crews did get that fire out pretty quickly. No one was home at the time. Fire officials suspect an electrical or mechanical issue with a driveway gate.
And a member of the Kansas House of Representatives is resigning. Patrick Penn represents portions of Butler and Sedgwick counties, including Benton and Wichita. A precinct election is now scheduled for May 28th.
Last week, the Missouri Senate failed to pass legislation for a tax deal to keep the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals sports franchises in Missouri. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins of Wichita was asked if he thought there was a chance of both teams moving to Kansas.
I really anticipate us receiving proposals from both of the teams that are out there right now, the Royals and the Chiefs.
Do you really?
I know they're both. I do. I really believe they will because I just don't know that Missouri is going to do anything to keep them. And certainly our position has always been we don't want them to leave this area. So I'm letting them both know. Let's get it done. Get your proposals in and let's evaluate them and let's see what we can do.
Speaker Hawkins was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Israel's military is launching a new attack in both the north and south of Gaza as both Israel and Hamas negotiate a ceasefire. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv, Israel, reporting.
The move, dubbed Gideon's Chariots, will also include extensive airstrikes and Israeli forces taking new territory. Nearly 600 days into the war, efforts for a diplomatic solution that would see an end to the conflict and the remaining hostages released have failed. Negotiating teams remain in Doha, Qatar, and Israel's prime minister said today that all options are being exhausted to reach an agreement. On the ground in Gaza, the death toll continues to rise among the civilian population, and the humanitarian situation remains dire. A new American-backed organization called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is aiming to start the flow of supplies in the days and weeks ahead.
Special envoy for the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, offered a ceasefire proposal that includes the release of hostages and prisoners in exchange for a 45 to 60-day ceasefire. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Dry start to our Monday, but another severe risk developing later this afternoon and evening. Expecting more storms to fire up. All forms of severe weather going to be a possibility. Damaging wind gusts, large hail, as well as a few tornadoes, all on the table as possibilities. So stay weather aware. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rena Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, a south wind at 13 miles per hour. 68 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS 8:49 now. Three big things. Former President Joe Biden diagnosed with prostate cancer. Wichita City Council will discuss an amended parking plan that could bring paid parking to parts of downtown. A stormy night across central Kansas, several tornadoes, large hail, some damage but no serious injuries reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we take a look at our traffic update here on your Monday morning commute. We'll look at the south side of town. A little bit of slow traffic right now at 47th South and Broadway. Not too bad, but a little bit slow moving on the 47th South corridor at that intersection. That's a traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Ted Woodward.
Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for rain later today, then a high of 83 degrees. Could see some storms this evening. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 53. Then on Tuesday, sunny and breezy, tomorrow's high 74 degrees. Now cloudy, south wind at 13 miles per hour. 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Technology subscription services are making a big impact on the way some people are able to make reoccurring online purchases.
Fox on Tech.
How much do you pay for your digital life?
Yes, we buy gadgets. We buy smartphones, sometimes with credit, sometimes with payment plans. We may have smart TVs or tablets. Those are finite purchases, but then we have subscriptions, and we just set those to automatically pay. Maybe it's a streaming service, maybe it's a game, maybe it's that app that lets you trace your genealogy. Whatever it is, that charge is weekly or monthly, and those charges add up. Tech news site CNET has a study out saying 4 out of 5 American adults subscribe to at least one of those services, and on average, people are paying up to $90 a month, with some of those charges going to services or apps they don't even use. That's more than $1,000 a year. And while the boomer generation spends the least on subs, millennials spend the most. CNET says they spend more than $100 a month. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street is open for business this morning. The Dow trading down 107 points. The S&P is down 36 and the NASDAQ down 150 points. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A Wichita pharmacy company has sold to a national retailer. Senior Care Pharmacy, located at 1402 South Ridge Road and specializing in pharmaceuticals for long-term senior care, has sold to Atlanta-based Guardian Pharmacy Services. Senior Care Pharmacy will keep its name and entire local leadership and staff, and the business becomes part of Guardian Pharmacy at the Heartland. Guardian Pharmacy Services trades on the New York Stock Exchange and has 51 locations in 38 states. A 100-year-old building that's been home to several businesses during its history has changed hands. At 1401 East Douglas, the two-story building, most recently home to Dunning & Associates Accounting, has been sold to Elevar Properties, LLC. Elevar is tied to Steve Packabush, a partner at industry consulting firm Elevar Properties in Wichita. The building has been home to accounting, paper products, and other businesses over the years, including starting out as a mortuary 100 years ago. And Wichita-headquartered Ag Eagle Drone Company said it had a good rebound in the first quarter of 25. Ag Eagle's Q1 earnings report to the SEC said the company had $7.1 million in net income for the first 3 months of the year, compared to negative $6.3 million in the first quarter of 24. Gross margin improvement and reduced expenses were listed as factors. Ag Eagle remains under stock exchange notice, however, for being outside its good standing parameters. By the end of this week, the company must submit a plan to the exchange for how it will get back under compliance. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, today is National Devil's Food Cake Day. This food holiday is for all the chocolate cake lovers throughout the country and around the world. Chocolate cake. My mother, my late mother's specialty was a box cake that she would do for, we'd make that for Dad about once a month. He'd come home from the road on a Friday, have his chicken fried steak with gravy, and then his piece of mom's, or two pieces of mom's great chocolate cake. What do you think about that, huh? Pretty good, huh?
As a matter of fact, you got me a chicken fried steak, but yeah. But devil's food cake just kind of makes it that much better.
Well, sometimes he like take that gravy from the chicken fried steak and put it on a cake and eat it that way. But you know, well, it was a little weird what he expected. But he sure loved mom's cake, and so did my brothers and I. We'd slam down a piece or two ourselves. All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you, Kirk. Check with you again tomorrow morning from the Wichita Business Journal editor. Kirk Semenoff with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we're just about out of time this morning. Glenn Beck program coming up in a few minutes. He's going to talk about Trump's upset with the Supreme Court, apparently, over some rulings on deportations. That's going to come up. And our top of the hour news at 9 o'clock. Twisters and large hail hit central Kansas. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.